Amen. Now this prophecy you're about to receive will get you ready for the scriptures and the message that you're going to receive this morning. I see the Lord is taking me more on the prophetic side. And I want you to listen at these words. They came out of praying in the Spirit, and then the Lord gave the interpretation. And you have to listen carefully. There is no creation of new victory. All victories has already been won. Proclaim by the revelation of the cross that it is finished. The finished work of Christ is wrapped around my life today. Therefore, in every test or trial, you start off on the finish line. Everything trying to stop you is a lie in disguise. Do not agree with the symptoms, the feeling, or lying facts, because you know the truth, and the truth has set you free. Walking in the liberty of Christ at all times, knowing that you are a living epistle. Always know the difference between the divine order and devilish slaughter. In my divine order, you always win over the devil's slaughter. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand so it can get down in you. Get down in you. That means you're on the finish line. Every time the battle starts, you already won. Praise God. Isn't that something? Oh my God. Praise God. You heard that part where there's no creation of new victory? John 19:30. It is finished. Every prayer you pray, already finished. Every scripture you read, already finished. All you got to do is receive it. Receive it. Open your Bibles while you're standing. We're going to read verses that are going to pertain to the revelation that God want to put out in our hearts today. You want to turn to a very familiar scripture, but yet it is impacted with revelation knowledge that will never run out. John chapter 1, verse 12. Listen to the scripture very carefully, because when the impartation starts taking place, the scripture is going to start unfolding in your heart. In John 1:12, listen carefully, but as many as received him, past tense, received him. How many of have received him? Then he said to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You got that?
Yes, sir.
You received him, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, John 10:10 reveals something to us that the Lord showed me the other day. I read this verse, I don't know how many times, but he showed me something for this morning. John 10:10. The thief cometh not. I want you to denote the word cometh. He's constantly cometh. But we're going to find out somebody has already come. And if we stick with the one who has already come, the cometh of the thief don't make no difference. Now watch, you're going to see in this voice. Watch, watch. 10:10. I never seen it before. The thief cometh. That's Satan, right? But for what? To what? Now notice what he didn't say. Jesus didn't say, I cometh. See, I'm already there when he come. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So in other words, from this morning forward, I want you to know the thief cannot steal from you. For you already have the protection of Jesus. Now, you remember we read in John 1:12, but as many as receive him? Let's go further. Go to Romans 8:14. We're talking about sonship here now. Now, I'm going to use sonship. Sonship, the Bible used son, so y'all daughters just get on in there. We're talking about everybody, all right? So I ain't going to be talking about sons and daughters. Sonship. We're talking about all of us, all right? There's no genes in the spirit world. But there's genes down here. Yes. Male and female. Yes. Now, if you look at John 1:12, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. So you have received him, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, to function in that sonship, yes. Romans 8:14, look at it. Yes. To function, you're not going to automatically function there. You got to be led.
Yes,
as many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So if you're not led by the Spirit, it's as if you're not a son. And that's why Satan wants you at. Even though you're a son, but you're not led by the Spirit. You see, that's why all this religion and all this emotion and all this stuff come up that you won't get to the verse 14. He wants you to stay at verse 12 just talking about it. But as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In other words, manifestation, demonstration will start happening in your life. You're not just a church member. Acts 17:28. I got to read some scripture because it's real strong stuff we're getting into. Acts 17:28. These are, I won't call them, preliminary revelation to be able to handle the revelation that is about to come.
Yes, sir.
For in him we live.
Yes, sir.
We move and have our being.
Yes,
remember the other scripture we read now. As certain also of your own poet have said, for we are also his offspring. Sons, offspring.
Yes,
you saw those two words?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. One more verse. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy. Once you won't let him do it. The works of the devil in your life. You see that? You may be seated. Get ready to write your subject down. Because you had to be tracking. You had to be tracking today. My sonship carries the credentials of the supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You didn't hear it. I'm going to say it again. My sonship carries the credentials of the supernatural. I was meditating on that, credentials, and then credentials identify who you are. So your sonship identity is supernatural because God is supernatural. I thought about my policeman and his wife, both are policemen, and I thought about their badges. They're sitting right over there. They both have a badge. When they pull that badge out, authority starts taking over.
Yes, sir.
And you, as a child of God, your credentials or your badge is that you have the right, the privilege, and the ability to operate in miracles, signs, and wonders because you are a supernatural son of a supernatural God. All limits are taken off your life right now. All impossibilities are taken off your life right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because you are a son of God and you carry credentials for manifestation of the supernatural. Let me see, can I get you to see it again? I'm going to tell you some things what the supernatural calls for. The supernatural calls for the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Nobody can handle that. It calls for the name of Jesus.
Yes.
When you use that name right, nobody can handle that. It comes, say a full thing. Now, I want you to get them down because I'll be, the blood, say the blood.
The blood.
Say the name.
The name.
All right, say now, say the anointing.
The anointing.
All right, one more now. One more, and we had to grasp this one more because we've been held out from it. But the vision.
The vision.
So you have on your side the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and a vision that tell you where you're going.
Wow.
Not to heaven today.
Yes.
Tomorrow. In every scenario, everything you deal with, you have a vision to let you know where you're going. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I want to give you the subject again because I want to start digging into it. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will show us some things in these few moments. I want you to say it with me. I want you to listen to what you're saying. My sonship,
carries
the credentials
of the supernatural.
In other words, at any moment I can pull my badge out and a miracle appear. In other words, the normal situation turning into a supernatural situation. Yeah, you don't have it. You're a Christian, right?
Yes, sir.
You carry supernatural credentials.
Yes, sir.
You have the ability to call things
yes, sir.
That be not
uh-huh.
and they will show up
yes, sir.
From another realm.
Yes, sir.
Mathematics are taken out of your life in the supernatural. Things that seem like they are not adding up, another calibration come in from another realm. Like the five loaves and the two little fishes, all them thousand of people. The mathematics system don't run your life. I'm hearing a word from the Spirit right now. You'll be able to identify with it. Superlative. I'm hearing another word. Supreme. I'm hearing another word. Supernatural. You designed to operate supernatural. Here are some of the things you can do. Plead in the blood.
Yes, sir.
Activating the name. Jesus. Releasing the anointing. I'm going to go back over because you're not getting me. You're looking at me. You waiting on your Sunday school lesson. I ain't got none. Applying the vision. So there's four things that your credentials are qualified for.
Yes, sir.
You have the divine right in every scenario, every situation, to be a blood pleader.
Yes, sir.
I plead the blood of Jesus over this.
Yes. Glory to God.
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And the word of their testimony. You must remember, you are a blood pleader. Your blood said this, Lord. My life saying something else. Satan saying something else. The people I work with saying something else. But your blood say I'm free. Tell somebody, I'm a blood pleader. You see how redemptive that is? You see how free, how, oh my goodness. How much freedom? You leaving here this morning with an emphasis from the Holy Ghost prophetically that you're a blood pleader. In other words, you can let the blood out anytime you want. And any grave you're in, you're coming out of. Any problem, any situation, nothing can stop the blood. What about the next one? Activating the name. Act in the name of Jesus. Activate. I'm a name activator. I got the strongest name to activate than anybody, stronger than the government, stronger than the president, stronger than Dow Jones, stronger than all internet, whatever. The name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord over this situation. When I use the name, I'm releasing the lordship of Jesus over everything. Remember now, your credentials, your sonship credentials is supernatural. Releasing the anointing, that's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. How powerful is the Holy Ghost? Do you know him personally?
Yes.
Have he ever touched you?
Yes.
Shh. I want you to have that experience with the Holy Ghost this morning. I want you to feel him nudging you, telling you it's okay. No matter how it looks, no matter what the stacks of the facts is, you and I can handle this. I'm about to take you into another realm. I'm about to enable you to see things that the average man or woman can't see because you're in my family. Activating the Holy Ghost. Get ta-da-da-ba-ta, ko-sa-ta, yaha. You're activating the Holy Ghost. I'm told when you activate the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:28. Look at Romans 8:28. When you activate the Holy Ghost. Oh, you won't get this now. Look at Romans 8:28. When you know how to activate the Holy Ghost. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. You mean to tell me I come to church today and everything starts working together for my good? Yes, sir. If you listen, I'm going to take you somewhere today. The Lord, the Holy Ghost is going to take you somewhere. If you listen, you're going somewhere you've never been before. And you're going to know how to pull out your credential. I'm a son of God. With my mistakes and all. He paid for it all. He paid for my mistakes and my victory. So you're not going to hold my mistakes against me because he paid for my victory also. So I don't want you sitting here in Darrow or around the world. I don't want you sitting hopeless this morning. I want you to listen because promotion has come to your house. Promotion has come to your heart. Promotion has come to your head. It's time for the body of Christ to rise up in power and take over with power. activate the glory of God. When everything looks gloomy, you walk out in the glory. It's the glory that changed the gloom. I don't know if you ever had any gloom in your life. Things wasn't working out right. You got a bad report. But when the glory step in, tell somebody next to you, I'm a glory carrier.
I'm a glory.
All right, I want you to get these folks in out. This is the introduction. Pleading the blood. Say pleading the blood.
Pleading the blood.
Activating the name. Now, if somebody sitting next to you don't say something, just slap them. I'm going to come down and help you. Slap them, because I mean, we're waiting our time here. You need to say it. You ain't that deep. So pleading the blood.
Pleading the blood.
Say it. See, I'm trying to get it in you. Oh, my God. Say it, pleading the blood.
Pleading the blood.
Activating the name.
Activating the name.
Releasing the anointing.
Releasing the anointing.
Applying the vision.
Applying the vision.
Repeat them back to me.
Pleading the blood. Activating the name. Releasing the anointing. Applying the vision.
All right. Now here's one that slaps church membership. We're going to slap you as a church member this morning. Because you think this church is my responsibility only. Or this Word of Life Christian Center. No, this vision, it should be the primary thing in your life. Not for Leroy, but because God saved you and he sent you with a mission. Write the vision. Make it plain.
Yes.
So they that read it can run.
Yes.
Could it be the missing ingredient in your life after you have prayed, after you have praised, after you have worshiped, you have not put enough concern in the vision? You're looking at it every Sunday. That's it. Three part. It's in three part. I wrote it, made it plain, it's big too. I wrote, the Lord told me, do you see how big it is?
Yes.
Put it in gold.
Yes.
All right, listen. God wants you to be fully concerned about his vision in the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
We're working on the apostolic and prophetic right now, right? As a family. The understanding of your supernatural rights will wipe out all defeat in your life. The understanding of your supernatural rights will wipe out all defeats in your life. Let me say that again over here. The understanding of your supernatural rights will wipe out all defeat in your life. Your sight, son, gonna come supernaturally. Just listen. You go to bed, couldn't sleep, couldn't see, wake up in the morning and see your wife. Supernatural, man. Expect a supernatural. I said expect a supernatural. We live too normal as Christians. We live by the news and the newspaper and what they're saying on the internet. No, we got another internet. We got a supernatural internet. We got an internet can change, resurrect somebody from the dead. We got an internet, stop a funeral and make it a joyous time. We got to get rid of this baboon God. He's just like everybody else. Our God is supernatural. And I want you to tell three people, I am supernatural. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody help me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Glory to his name.
Everything changing right now.
Yeah.
in my life.
For the better.
For I am in the presence
of the living God.
Hallelujah. My sonship carries the credentials of the supernatural. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow me every day. I'm activated by the blood, the name, the anointing, and the vision. Sit down. Let me give you this statement again so you can write it down. The understanding of your supernatural rights will wipe out all defeats in your life and keep you in a place, listen, of sonship authority. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sonship authority. Say sonship authority.
Sonship authority.
Say it again.
Sonship authority.
Say it again. Now you're going to say it the fourth time and listen at it. Say it. Yeah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Oh, my goodness. Look at the end of this voice. What is this? Look. Come on, keep the voice. Look at the end of this voice. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, we're going to be just like him when we get in heaven. In the sweet by and by. What did he say at the end of that boy? Because as he is what? Where?
In this world.
So we supposed to be functioning in Jesus' anointing now in our life as he functioned when he was here. And Jesus didn't put up with nothing. Nothing stopped him. Death didn't stop him. Lack didn't stop him. Sickness and disease didn't stop him. The crowd who didn't like him didn't stop him. Nobody could stop Jesus because he was operating as a God in a body. Oh my. Don't get scared of that. You sons and daughters of God, all of God's credentials are on the inside of you. Let me name a few. The kingdom, the divine nature, the new birth, all on the inside of you. The next time you're dealing with something, you're not going to have to call 14 people. You call one. Jesus!
Hallelujah!
In the back room by yourself. Jesus! You said you'll come when I call you. Jesus! I'm calling you right now. I need you to help me out this situation. I need you to make a way out of no way. When you call his name, I hear the Holy Ghost telling me to tell you this now. When you're calling his name, you're calling three things. You're calling the way. Come on, somebody help me here. You're calling the truth and you're calling the life. Jesus!
Jesus!
Woo! Everything that you're dealing with this morning, want to deal with it. This is how we're going to deal with it. Every answer you need this morning, we're going to deal with it. This is how we're going to deal with it. Talk to me. Every picture you need, we're going to give it to you this morning. We're going to give it to you with one word. Jesus! I don't care what report you've received, that report just changed. That report went into your favor. We just changed that report with one word. Jesus! Everything changed when you call that name. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, given him a name what is above every name. Jesus!
Jesus!
You gotta call him. With Jesus' name, a stroke turned into a joke. Jesus!
Jesus!
Help me in my weakness. Help me in my lack of understanding. Fill me with compassion for everybody. Jesus, that's right.
Jesus.
Sit down. I want you to write in your notes, sonship ownership. Consists of five supernatural benefits. You want them?
Yes, sir.
Sonship ownership consists of five supernatural benefits. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ready for them?
Yes,
turn to Psalm 103. Five supernatural benefits. Psalm 103. We're going to take our sonship benefits back this morning.
Yes,
ownership benefits. The word credential carries the connotation of identity. Right? So my sonship carries the identity of my supernatural life, of the supernatural. Credentials, identity, and now we're about to look at five. Good God Almighty. Mind, Lord. Five supernatural benefits. That's what I say?
Yes,
sir. Huh?
Yes,
sir. See, now you can read them, but they're not going to mean nothing to you.
Right.
Unless you let the Holy Spirit unfold them to you. And then, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Then your faith can take a hold of them.
Okay. Yeah.
See, what we're doing here this morning, you didn't come here for a one-day entertainment.
No.
You're going to leave here this morning with enlightenment along with excitement. Whatever you enter into next week, either the blood going to jump out, the name going to jump out. Come on now, you see? See, that's the kind of life you want. See, that's why he brought you here. He wants you to receive something. It's a divine restaurant. That's supplying your spirit and your soul with what you need to have enough spiritual muscle next week to handle every situation. You come here exercising your spiritual muscles.
Yes,
by revelation, by insight, by illumination, by understanding, by anointing.
Yeah.
You become stronger on the inside than you are on the outside. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's just go with this. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, all my soul, first one, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He said, Jehovah Jireh. What does that mean? Huh? What about Jehovah Shammah? He's present. Jehovah Raha. Jehovah Rapha. That's the healer, isn't it? Jehovah Raha, what he is. Talk to him. Who said that? My shepherd. Jehovah Nissi. What, you got a banner over your head? Jehovah Tzidkenu. What, you right? You think you righteous?
Yes.
You sitting here today and you think, with your nasty attitude, you want to tell me you righteous? Those names bring supernatural divine benefits. They're not just names you sling out there. Those names are packing. Go down to the, well, let's read the second verse. Let's go. All right. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all the benefits. Let's go to the five benefits now. Go to the third verse. What? Here's what the Lord told me to tell you now. Right now, what we're doing is shaking the devil down. But all the accusation and all the things that he's trying to hold against you, you know, I was a terrible Negro. I'd run the street and see, I ain't started dressing since I started passing. I was dressing all the time. I'd run the street. I had a nice shiny car and I was a fool. Do you know all that foolishness when I got saved? I don't even know none of them people. The devil can't bring my past. He can't bring it up. Because I'm a new creature. And I got washed. And he was doing all that anyway. So don't y'all be carrying no past around with you. It's wiped out. Now, why you want me to quit? As good as I'm preaching, you want me to quit. What's the matter with you? I'm about to tell you something, change your life forever.
Yes,
just wait a few minutes.
Yes,
who forgive us? What do you say? Forgive us?
All.
That's number one, right?
Yes.
What's the next one?
Well,
oh, that's a lie there. That's a lie. See, we made God out a lie with that.
Come on, sir.
He said he healed how many?
All.
Our disease. That's a divine benefit.
Yes,
but you got to pull your credentials out.
Yes.
See, Satan come to you just like he come to a regular person. You pull your sonship out.
Yes.
Say, no, you can't keep this on me. You might be here temporary, but you got to go. Because I got credentials.
Yes, sir.
And I got... Are you ready for this? I got divine medicine in me.
Yeah.
Say it.
I got divine medicine.
Ooh, I love that. Isn't that one?
Yeah.
I have. Talk to me. I have divine.
Medicine.
Jesus
is my medicine.
The Holy Ghost is my medicine.
Oh.
The kingdom of God is my medicine. My case can't ever be closed until I win. Everything that comes up in your life cannot be closed until you win. Because behind every cross, behind every test, behind every trial, behind every attack, there's a resurrection coming. May your resurrection in whatever you're dealing with comes this morning while you're up in here. Resurrection from lack. Resurrection from sickness and disease. Got no more, and sit down. I'm almost closing. Sit down. You got one. That one, we could stay there a long time. What the first one was? Boy, that's enough to dance by for about three years. You know what a sinner you were? Lord Jesus. Then he said, he healed who healed all. You know what I do with that word die?
Mine.
I put another word in the air. Mine. Go to the next one.
Who redeemed thy life from destruction.
Any destructive force is working against your marriage, against your body, against your life right now. In the authority of the name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree you go free today. Change is taking place right now while we're up in here. There's a resurrection taking place in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say I receive that. In Jesus' name. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. The Lord said, tell you the change has been made. Just like that. He said, now tell them. They said it. The anointing is here. The blood is here. I'm here. The change has been made. So now by divine unction, I don't know, he says, check your blood pressure again. When you get home, check it. You ought to have a meter yourself. You don't just go to the doctor, check it. You need to check it yourself to know how to deal with it. But I don't know how many, but somebody's blood pressure been regulated. Now, if you ain't got no faith, don't check nothing. And, oh my. You ready? When you check it, the number don't make no difference. What is he saying here? What is he saying? Now listen to what he's saying here. Whatever it says is already done. In other words, it's normal. So the reading don't determine what is normal. But you got to hold on what you heard. You got to keep thanking God. My blood pressure is no. Look, you're looking at it wrong. It's wrong when it's meter. But you ain't going by the meter. Because the meter been saying that. But the prophet said something else. In the service. So all I got to do is not hold on what the meter said. Hold on. Believe in the Lord thy God and you shall be established. Well, he said believe his prophet what? You know, I'm not just up here talking. I'm about to close. I'm not up here just talking. No, I'm releasing hours and hours of prayer and praise and worship for you. There she is. She can tell you. She comes to the house, pass down the hall, ta 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 ta, all the time. She can tell you. She got to be a special woman to be married to me. Because I'm gone most of the time. Gone in the house. So, I'm a brag on the Holy Ghost now. Don't you think these kind of anointing come normal? You listen with all you got when you're in here, because the Lord is talking to you. And I want you to know, we're going to finish this. I want you to know, I expect you the rest of your life to pull out your credentials. Your credentials tapalis kunda. Your credentials does not work by feeling. Your credentials does not work by facts. Your credentials does not work by fear. Your credentials work by faith in God. Have faith in God. No matter how things look, no matter what nobody's saying, your job is to have faith in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek. Never let Satan magnify the situation stronger than God. Lord, here's where he wants you to take it in. Hush. Hush. Somebody calling my name. Hush. Otherwise, he's calling your name this morning. And see, all the people you're standing up with, but individually coming in your spot to let you know that promotion has come in your life today. Hush, hush, somebody calling my name, oh, hush. See, he's calling your name. He's letting you know it. He's speaking to you personally. Your credentials are supernatural. Now, the person standing next to you don't want to carry it. You carry your credentials. Your sonship credentials, your sonship identity is supernatural. Miracles, signs, and wonders belong to you. Not by your perfect living, by his perfect living. Faith tied my life into Jesus. And whenever Satan point his finger at one of my spots, Jesus said, I got it. Splash some blood on it.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you're about to overcome that weakness anyway. So let's get the five down right quick, and I'll close with five down right quick. Let's go. Sit down. Let's get all five of them. Give me the first one. Second one. Wow. Third one. Why are we letting all this destruction come in then? We are redeemed. What is Galatians 3:13?
Yes, sir.
Christ has redeemed us from what?
Curse.
Being made a curse for us?
Yes, sir.
For it's written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree. That's the way it goes?
Yes, sir.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
So you know what you got to do? When things don't look like they're going right, talk out loud.
Yes,
see, because when you say you're redeemed by faith, blood is released. Supernatural blood. You ever heard that? I never heard that. Supernatural blood is released when I say, in the name of Jesus, I am redeemed.
Yes, sir.
All of the blood potential, all of the blood of Jesus' power is released in the room where I am. He don't want you to know. That's why he come up with all religious ideas and try to entertain us and got all these choir songs with all the entertainment. You know, the reason I told him they can't sing, I love that song. And then I got this morning, it was coming out, let me fight my battle. I'm going to fight my battle. But the Lord said, you lying. I told you, the battle is not yours. You just look at it, 2 Chronicles 20. You look at it. You need not fight in this battle. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. So I'm through fighting battles. When you're in a battle, the bell should ring sometime. You know what the bell means? Fight over. I'm ringing your bell right now. Your bell ring right now. Whatever you've been dealing with, let's ring the bell. Y'all don't want to get this stuff. Y'all, I'm closing, but I'm ringing the bell. I'm ringing the bell. I'm ringing the bell. I'm ringing the anointing bell. I'm ringing the blood bell. I'm ringing the faith bell. I had a Ray give me a bell. Where that bell at? Ray gave me, I don't know where I put that bell. Need to ring it for y'all this morning. I don't know where that Montreal. I don't know, you might not. So we got all five? Did we say all five yet? Huh? What the fourth one was? Cover me with loving kindness and tender mercy. Let's go to number six. The five make one. Five, the five produce one. He renews. Oh, you sitting there talking about you getting old. My youth. Like an eagle. The five do that. Y'all can get old as y'all want. I ain't going with you. With your old self. My youth is being renewed. Like the eagle. Let me see, can I come off here now? Sit down. I want you to write these notes in the closing. And I want you to listen very carefully. Your supernatural identity has been buried by depending on somebody else. But you can do yourself. And all the while, your sonship power is in you. Ooh, I'm going to read that again. My goodness. Let me see, let me find it again. Oh, man. Your supernatural identity has been buried by depending on someone else. And all the while, your sonship power is in you. You must permit the Holy Spirit to saturate you in your supernatural sonship. I'm yielding to the Holy Spirit now. Letting him soak me in my supernatural sonship powers now. I'm going to give you point one to this sermon this morning. I think I have level. I'm going to give you point one this morning. About 5 minutes to give you point one. You must know how to live in the supernatural vision of God. Turn quickly to Proverbs 29:18. You must know how to live in the supernatural vision of God. In other words, don't see nothing no brighter than the vision of God. No matter what fax show up, what phone call come, you still look at the vision of God. Well, there's no vision. That is. The people perish. That's what it says, right? But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You got to have a vision. So let's turn to one more scripture. Habakkuk chapter 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Man, I feel the presence of God, man. Habakkuk 2:1. He's looking, for Rebecca. I will stand upon my watch. I'll tell you what. You get up to heaven and tell God your pastor didn't tell you, God's going to slap you. And then four angels going to come slap you again. Because I'm standing on my watch. I will stand on my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. Go to the next verse. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Every time I'm preaching to you, I'm writing a vision. This morning, vision was wrote on your heart this morning. Write the vision and make it plain. You can't get no plan in this because I'm just a country boy. I said it real plain. You understood what I said. Upon the table that he may run that readeth it. Now go to the next verse.
Woo, Lord.
For the vision is yet for appointed time. But the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because I will surely come. It will not tarry. We ain't talking about Jesus coming back. We talking about revelation becoming manifestation that you can have application, that you can move in the supernatural. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Say this with me, my sonship. Carries the credentials of the supernatural. In other words, those two policemen over there. I may have more and more now. I got another officer in here too. You asking him, by what rights you got to tell me stand still? They pull those badges out. You know what you're going to do? Are you mighty stupid? But they got the right to lock your tail up if you don't pay no attention. Because they got authority. You have that authority over Satan. He don't want you to know it. When you pull out your identity, I'm born again. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. I'm washed in the blood. Lift your hand. Both of them. Just praise God for a few moments. Thank God for what you heard. Come on. Come on now. Y'all help me. Thank God. Let it go down in you. Y'all ain't loud enough. Come on. Lord, thank you. Lord, I receive it. Got a little tag. Bring the bell and then they got a little tag. Got a little notepad on my desk. Go get it quickly. He got a little white pad. He got a few words written on it. Here we go. Whatever you dealing with that is hindering your flow, we're going to ring the freedom bell. And he's going to have to let you go. C See, my job is to do what the Spirit tell me to do. I'm not trying to save no faith. See you up there ringing the bell. Yes. When Ray gave me this bell, it was for today. And I heard the word, let the bell of freedom ring. Here's what I got right before I come out of here. I was praying with the intercessors. Virgil was leading prayer and was praying. I was praying in my office. I heard three words. You might want to get them. Unfolding. 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 So that means some aspect of your life about to unfold. Now you said this, Jerry, then he said this. I'm opening 9 doors. I don't know why, but I just said, I'm opening 9 doors. I don't know who the other 8 for. Then I heard these words, take away, your deliverance come today. Listen to this. No matter how it look, it's already took. Wow. For I wrote it in my book.